Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for anyone out there watching this video. I'm Corey Lowe. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. I hope you guys like the new intro. We're trying to step it up, bring better quality, better sound quality, better video quality, so that you guys can actually hear what I say and see what I'm saying and everything, and not be an issue anymore. And there's been some sound issues in the past. And of course, most importantly, always trying to give you guys the word of God. Give it to you accurately, without any bias, without any preconceived thoughts and opinions that are contrary to the word of God. As always, please like, share, and subscribe. You know, it's funny how often we seek, especially in today's world, we seek to explain things, we seek to rationalize, we seek to identify and describe. Like, there has to be an explanation, there has to be details, there has to be logical definitions for everything, when in reality, sometimes the simplest answers are the case. When in reality, the answer is simple as it's God's will. Or because God did it. How did God create light? The Bible teaches us that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The Bible teaches us that God spoke it into existence. In the chapters that precede God saying, "Let there be light," it talks about how God created the sun and the stars and the moon and all of that. But before he created those things, before he created that sun that we know, that we look up, and you can tell by my camera how it's super bright in the background and everything. Before that sun came out and those stars, the Bible teaches us that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then he separated it. Now, God has allowed us to have explanations. He does allow us to understand how things work. But the fact of the matter is, its essence, its origin, all of that comes from God. And for a lot of people, that's just hard to accept. It's hard for a lot of people to just say, "Hey, you're telling me God made the sun? He just made the sun? He just made light? He just made the oceans?" And the answer is, yeah, he did. Now he gave us the ability to understand and comprehend how what he created works. But the fact of the matter is, he created it. He is the origin. God doesn't have an origin. God has always existed. Always has been, always will be. And they say, "Oh, well, you got to take that at face value." Well, yeah. The essence of our faith, the essence of our very faith, is that God loved us so much that he impregnated a virgin through the power of the Holy Spirit. Was born of a virgin, became man, lived a perfect life, a life of no sin, died for us, became the sacrificial lamb for all of humanity, for all who have been born, and for all whoever will be born. Became the way, the truth, and the life. Died for our sins, and then rose again and ascended into heaven. That is our faith. That is our belief. That is our beliefs as a Christian. There is no logical explanation for how someone can conceive a child without there being any type of intercourse involved, any type of insemination involved, any type of sperm. You need sperm and you need an egg. And this was done just by the power of God. And God became man in the flesh. And yes, we believe that. Sometimes we need to be reminded of what we believe because it sounds a little strange. It does. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Because we live by faith. We don't live by what we see. We don't live by what we do. We don't live by how we feel. We don't live by how we act. We live by faith. And through our faith, we act a certain way. Through our faith, we allow God to be our guide. We allow God to instruct us, to teach us, to guide us. We say, not our will, Lord God, not what we want, but what you want. Your will be done. And we do all this by faith. And sometimes, even as Christians, we get too analytical. We get too detailed. We have to know everything. We have to try and figure everything out. We have to try to explain everything. And that is not the life we signed up for. The Bible teaches us in a lot of different instances, in a lot of different people's lives, how faith in God. One of the things Jesus said multiple times was, have faith in God. When he talks about the mustard seed, he says, have faith in God. Well, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the ocean. Faith alone in God. We are saved by grace through faith. We believe that God loved us so much that his grace was upon us that said, you know what? It doesn't matter. We were born into a sinful world. It doesn't matter. It wasn't even our fault. It's what Adam did. He screwed up. But because of his grace, as long as we believe. And true faith does come with actions. You can't just say you believe and then do everything that's contrary to what you quote unquote believe in, obviously. But there are fruits that come forth from our faith. That's why, that's part of the reason why I say, hey, I want to pray for you. Hey, reach out to me. Hey, we're Christians. We have to be walking and believing together because we believe that God is love. We believe that he loved us. We believe that we are now in a better position. We are now seated in heavenly places in Christ, with Christ Jesus. So because we believe that, we want to share it. Because we believe that, we want others to receive it as well. Because we were once like the lost. We were once sinners who did not know Jesus. And now that we know Jesus, now that we believe in him and follow him, we want to spread it. That is why I have this Guard Your Heart channel, because I want to spread the message of the gospel, reach out to those who I haven't been reached out yet. Help believers come together. Let everybody know, hey, you're not alone in this. Because I believe that Jesus died for me, and I believe that I am now born again because I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I won't make mistakes. But that was the beauty of what Christ did for us. Knowing that I would make mistakes, knowing that I would screw up and get it wrong again and again and again. He's still forgiven me. He's still redeemed me. One of the more commonly known books of the Bible is Hebrews and chapter 11, where it talks about by faith. I'm just going to read some of that to you. We start at verse 1 of Hebrews 11. Now, faith is confidence. This is the New International Version. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for, the people before us, other people in the Bible who the writer is talking about. They say it's Paul, but it's not completely certain. But the consensus usually is that it's Paul who wrote the book of Hebrews. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Like I said, we don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith, not by sight. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We'll stop right there for a moment. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So the very thing that we're trying to fully understand, that we're trying to fully grasp and get more knowledge of and more details of, the thing that we want to explain, you know, we live in this day and age now where everything has to be able to be explained. And the fact of the matter is our faith will never fully be that. Bible teaches us that everything we do in part. We pray in part, we prophesy in part. We will never fully understand what's going on, how God does things, until we are with him, until we leave this life and go to be with the Lord. And if you're hearing something like this from the first time, you probably think, well, that's crazy. That's, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid. I can see why you would say that. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't believe in God, that is a faith. Unbelief is a faith. What you dedicate your life to is a faith. Because nobody knows how their life is going to play out. Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to be like. You can make educated guesses and everything, but everything that you do, everything that you don't do, everything that you think, it is predicated on faith, because that is how we were created. We were created to believe in God. Sin came into the world, and so it changed from believing in God into believing in other things, believing in money, believing in hard work, believing in sacrificing yourself and grinding 24/7 and everything, believing in idols, believing in other religions, believing in women, believing in men, et cetera, et cetera. We were taught, we were created from the very beginning to believe. And how we spend our life dictates and shows proof of what we believe in. So it's not just me saying, oh, I live in faith, I'm so different. It's like, no, no, no. If you don't know Jesus and you're living a life that you choose to live, you may not believe in him, but you believe in something. And because you believe in something, that's why you're doing what you're doing. All humans have a belief system, whether they choose to acknowledge it or not. Some people believe in only the things that they can see. We know as Christians, we trust and believe in a God that we can't even see. We can't see God. Anytime a person was around the presence of God or God was near them, they had to either hide their face. Moses had to hide his face because he couldn't see the presence. He could not see God. Otherwise, he'd die. To be within the immense power and presence of the Lord is all consuming. This mortal flesh can't handle that. Not after sin came into the world. Scripture goes on to say, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. God called Abraham, said, leave your family, leave your father's home, go where I need you to go. And he did. And he messed up along the way. I've talked about in other videos, he was not completely perfect. But Abraham is known as the father of faith because he believed in the Lord, who he could not see. He had no tangible evidence. As his journey progressed, the Bible talks about how God spoke with him and met with him and how he was able to communicate with him. And then you hear the stories about sacrificing Isaac and how an angel came and said, no, do use the ram instead. You've shown that you believe God and all that. That all came later. The promise of him having a son, of him having Isaac in the first place, that took over 10 years of him believing and following God. There were a lot of things he did not have yet. There were a lot of things that he actually did have yet, too. He was a successful, rich, prosperous dude. He had servants. He had men who would fight for him. And yet he still believed in what he could not see, what he did not know, what he had no clue of even fully comprehending. Because when trials came, he messed up. He lied to Pharaoh. He tried to pretend that his wife was his sister so that nobody would murder him. He gave his wife up. He was not perfect, but he still had faith to follow and believe and do what God was saying. And in those moments, God protected and covered him because God's grace and mercy endures forever. But we as Christians, we live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We talk by faith, and our actions back that up. And you will not always be able to explain it. You will not always look like you know what you're talking about. People will call you crazy. People will think you're insane. People will question your how smart you are. They'll question your mental stability. They're like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why do you believe this? Why do you believe that? It makes no sense. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't make any sense other than it's God's will, other than it's what God's telling me to do, other than because I have faith in God. That's all for today. As always, please like, share, subscribe. And as always, let's end in prayer. Lord God, just pray for those who do not have faith and are watching this video, that you would show them who you are so that they would believe in you. And for all those who do believe in you, all the believers, Lord God, increase our faith. Push us to the next level where we would have our faith increased and believe in you like never before. Denying ourselves, denying our flesh, denying who we are, and accepting more of who you are and going to new levels in you, Lord God. Let us be encouraged and increase our faith, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.